op shop flipping fair game or morally bankrupt? There's a question. You go to an op shop, right? You find something on display. It's severely underpriced. You buy it. You sell it on Trade Me for double or triple what you paid for it. Now, the Wellington City Missioner Murray Edridge is with us on this. Murray, morning.
Morena, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. You got any sense of how big this is?
Look, people are going to take advantage of the opportunities they see. But look, I don't have a particular problem with it, because from my point of view, op shops exist in one of two spaces. Either they're selling cheap goods to people who need access and affordability of those goods, or, and we ourselves sit in the second category, we're selling product to make money so that we can do the things that we do. Hmm. So, I mean, you know, we've got good quality goods, but they're reasonably priced, and we price them so they move fast. So the idea is that people come in and they can op shop because they choose to or because they want the range of goods. And actually, we're interested in running a business so that we can make the money to do the things that we do.
So it's a classic transaction in that sense. If you're happy with what you get, no matter what somebody else does with it, then we're all happy, aren't we?
Absolutely right. Yeah. For places like the City Mission, you know, we need some funds to run the business we do and to support people in the way we attempt to. And the idea is, if we have good product, and people are fantastically generous, they donate us amazing product, furniture, clothes and the like, we price it so it sells fast, and people come and choose it, and if they're happy and we're happy, then that's great, hey?
You can't argue with that. How's business generally?
Business is pretty good. I mean, it's been tough over level 4 and level 3 COVID, as we've been supporting people in the community, but the shops are doing really, really well because people are great in their generosity. And, you know, if we've got items that we don't know the value of, we tend to either get them valued by experts or we sell them online ourselves.
Very good point, Murray. Good to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Go well. Murray Edridge, who's the Wellington City Missioner with us this morning.